Boeing's 737 MAX airplane was supposed to be the company's safest bet, its best-selling jetliner ever. Now that the United States has grounded the planes, it may be Boeing's greatest cost. There is possible reputational damage to the brand. There's also a more immediate price to pay, as NPR's Camila Domonoske reports.
From rebookings to refunds, from jetliner parking to pay for idled flight crews, plane groundings are pricey. And now some 370 Boeing jets are grounded around the world. Phil Seymour runs an aviation consultancy called IBA.
This is costing millions of dollars per day.
And it's not just the airlines on the hook. Boeing may have to pay up, too. Chris Higgins is an analyst at Morningstar.
Typically, once an airline takes the aircraft, Boeing makes some guarantees in terms of the performance of that aircraft, and one of them is that the aircraft should be airworthy.
And if it's not, airlines will demand payment for their losses. Norwegian Airlines CEO Bjørn Kjus says his company plans to ask Boeing to pony up.
We will send this bill to those who produce this aircraft.
And Phil Seymour says it's important that Boeing keep those airlines happy. They're repeat customers, after all. We don't know how much this could cost Boeing, but we can get a clue from the last time an airplane was grounded by the FAA here in the U.S. That was in 2013. The Boeing 787 had a problem with its batteries. Here's Higgins at Morningstar.
Boeing had to pay out airline compensation for that grounding. They never disclosed how much it was, but guesstimates at the time put it around $500 million.
And that was with a much smaller fleet of airplanes affected. There's another way these groundings could hurt Boeing. The company has a lot of future deliveries lined up. 5,000 737 MAXs have been ordered. Airlines might refuse or delay those deliveries if the planes are going to be grounded anyway. Analysts at Jefferies crunched the numbers on Monday. They estimate that a two-month halt in deliveries could cost Boeing $5 billion in revenue. Boeing would not comment on financial implications, but the company can afford to take a hit. Last year, its revenue topped $100 billion, and it's been raking in profits. But Chris Higgins at Morningstar notes there's more at stake.
Worst case scenario, if you see deliveries kind of level out, there's a lot of implications beyond Boeing.
Boeing makes planes, but other companies make the engines for those planes, and the seats, the landing gear, the fuselage.
70%, 80% of most aircraft, that's done by the supply chain, not by Boeing. There are thousands and thousands of jobs and hundreds of companies that are supplying into Boeing's final assembly lines.
The ripple effects of the groundings could hurt Boeing's suppliers across the U.S. and around the world. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.